This is Gene Montarastelli, and welcome to the Tapping Q&A podcast, recorded live to tape from Williamsburg in Brooklyn. This is episode 163, originally aired January 14th, 2014. Hi, everyone. I hope this finds you well wherever you are and whatever time of day you're getting a chance to listen to this. Thanks for spending a little time with me today. Before we start with the content of today's show, I'd like to remind you that I have put together a special package. Back in November, we celebrated the 200th episode of the Tapping Q&A podcast. For that 200th episode, I've put together a package where you can get a USB drive with the first 200 episodes on it. And in addition to that, I have put together, and actually I'm just putting the finishing touches on it right now, a book that has my notes from the first 200 episodes. I have gone back and re-listened to all 200 episodes, read through the transcripts, and have pulled out my favorite parts. So it's kind of like having a Cliff Notes version of over 100 hours of EFT training. So that what you can do is you can go through there and poke through those notes, pull out the nuggets that are most useful, pull out all the tapping scripts, you can listen to them or tap to them whenever you want, and give you access to figuring out which episodes are the ones that you should be diving into. I'm not taking the archive away, so you can still go back and listen to all of the episodes, but this is a great way for you to have access to the specifics and my notes of the episode. And the main reason that we're doing this is it costs money to put the podcast together. Between the time it takes to record and edit, bandwidth, and things like that, each episode, depending on its lengths, costs between $250 and $500 to produce. And I'm not going to stop doing it. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that we maintain the high quality of episodes that you have come to expect. If you'd like to pick up this special collection, all you need to do is go to tappingqa.com/P200. That's tappingqa.com/P200. Today, what I'd like to do is I would like to talk about and tap around probably the single most important concept or idea in my own personal journey. Now, this might not be the thing that resonates with you, but as I look back at my life and my healing journey, not just around tapping, but everything that kind of sums up the places that I've had struggle and the places where I've had success, the places where I was overcome by problems, and the places where even when things were going far from my way, I was able to make really good things come out of them. All of those circumstances, if I were to distill it down to a single factor, really came down to whether or not I was comfortable inside of my own skin. Now, that's a phrase that I use specifically, and you don't have to describe it in that way. But when I say comfortable inside of my own skin, what I mean is the place that I stand, the person that I am, regardless of the circumstance around me, I'm confident in that. It doesn't mean that I always feel skilled to handle the circumstance. It certainly doesn't feel like I'm always in control of the circumstance, but instead, it means I'm standing in a position where I am in control of myself. There's this really interesting tension that we live within. If you look at the scope of the universe, or even just the scope of my day, as I wander this city of 11 million people here in New York, I control so little. The way that I move around, the way that food gets to my table, the way that I have heat in my pipes and water coming out, all of those things are outside of my control. The only thing I control is my response and my choice. And just because I'm controlling my response and my choice doesn't mean I always get what I want, but that's the thing that I can control. And even though I control so little, it is amazing the transformation that comes from that small piece of control. Every great thing that has happened in the history of the earth, every great artistic creation, every discovery, everything that has ever been made has come from people exhibiting that little amount of control. And when we leverage that small amount of control in specific ways, what it allows us to do is to do great things. And so when I am comfortable inside of my own skin, basically what that means is I am in full control of my capacity to make choice, and I'm not ceding the value of or the way my choice is evaluated by others. So basically what it comes down to is as I move through the world, I can do two things. I can make a choice and determine whether or not it's a good choice for me, or I can make a choice and see how the people around me judge it. So when I'm not comfortable inside of my own skin, basically what I'm saying is, I don't know what I'm doing, so after I make a choice, I'm going to let you determine whether or not that was a good choice. But when I am comfortable inside of my own skin, I make a choice and then I evaluate, is that a good choice for me or not? The places that I have struggled most, the places where I have lived in fear, the places I have lived in overwhelm, the places that I have lived in desperation, almost always when I was in those situations and circumstances, it wasn't because of my lack of control. It was because I ceded my power to evaluate my choices to those around me. As many of you know, the way I came to tapping was managing my social anxiety. And that was it. Social anxiety is 100% for me about how other people were judging me, judging my actions, judging my choices, judging my intrinsic value. And so when I am not comfortable inside of my own skin, I have given my power away. When I am comfortable inside of my own skin, I have gained the power of making choice and evaluating that. And the amazing thing is, when I am standing in that place of comfort, and I am standing in that place of control, things that are difficult for me, things that are surprising to me, things that are overwhelming to me, all of a sudden are things that I can manage. Now, I might not manage them perfectly, but because I am comfortable, because on a subconscious or conscious level, I'm not thinking, what is this person next to me going to do when I make a choice? How are they going to evaluate what's going on? I'm not spending any of my energy or any of my resource on what are they going to think about my choice. And since I'm not spending any energy or resource on that, I have access to all of that energy. There isn't this energetic and emotional leak to that other person. And so when that happens, I am much more likely to make good choices. I am much more likely to recognize opportunities. I am much more likely to make the choices I truly want to make because I'm not making the choice evaluated by someone else. I'm only making it evaluated by me. Now, this does not mean, and I want to be really clear about this, this does not mean that I am thrilled with every single choice that I make. This certainly means I make lots of mistakes. But I don't make the mistakes because I've given my power away or I'm concerned about how someone else is going to evaluate it. I make the mistakes because I might not have the experience or I might not have all the information. And even when I make the mistakes in those circumstances, it's easier for me to respond. Because if I make a mistake because I'm worried about how you're evaluating my choice, I then get the opportunity to have you judge my choice a second time because now I've made a bad mistake and I'm now worried about how you're responding to me making the bad mistake. So I just keep giving away more and more of my power. So for me, the process of healing and transformation in my life is just that. It's just about getting comfortable inside of my own skin. And if you look at the last couple of podcast episodes, if you go back last week to 152 and you go back a couple of weeks to 148, it's about this idea of self-acceptance. Comfortable inside of my own skin is just another way to come into that. And so what we're going to do is we're just going to take a few moments here and we're just going to tap for that, that idea of self-acceptance and comfort that's going to allow us to move forward in a way where we're able to keep our power and not give it away. So just tap on the side of the hand and take a nice big deep breath. And just move from tapping point and repeat after me. There is a part of me that wants the people around me to love me, to appreciate me, to accept me, to see me as good. Because as a human being, I am communal. I am connected to others. It's part of my nature. It's part of who I am. And it's part of who I will always be. And so it makes sense that there is a part of me that is thinking about what others think, that is concerned about how they see me. But I recognize the fact what is most important is the way that I see myself. Because at the end of it all, at the end of each moment, at the end of each day, at the end of my life, the only person who is completely connected to my choices is me. And so for I need to be comfortable with me. I need to be comfortable with my choices. I need to be comfortable with the way I see myself. When I see myself as good, when I see myself as worthy, I become comfortable inside of me. I am home inside of me. And that doesn't mean I'm perfect. That doesn't mean I always get it right. That doesn't mean I make the best choice in every circumstance. But it means in the moment, because I'm only concerned with the way I value myself and not how others value me, I put myself into the position that allows me to be successful, that allows me to be safe, that allows me to be truly me. Each day, I give myself permission to work towards being comfortable inside of my own skin, to work towards loving myself. Because if I am capable of doing that, then I will be able to handle whatever comes with grace, with strength, and become who I'm supposed to be. I give myself permission every single day to be a little more comfortable inside of my own skin. Take a nice big deep breath. Now, I have a feeling as you tap through that, there are a few things that fired off emotionally. If you're in a circumstance where that's the case, go back and re-tap to that. Also, know that on the webpage for the archive for episode 153, I've included that tap-along script so you can print it out and take it with you so you don't need to do the tap-along audio, but you can tap at the rate that you want. If you're not currently listening to this in the website, all you need to do is go to tappingqandapodcast.com, click on the episode for 153, and you'll be able to take the script with you and use it over and over again. Finding your way to this comfort inside of your own skin, like I said, at least for me, is the single most powerful transformation that happens. And I say happens because it's continuing. That there's a deepening levels of being able to be more comfortable inside of my own skin. And as it happens, my ability to seize opportunity, my ability to act with inspiration, my ability to recognize the grace and opportunity around me just continues to unfold, and it becomes easier and easier to craft a life that I want and a life that I love. If there's someone in your life who you think would appreciate this Tap Along audio, please be our ambassador. Don't spam your inbox. Don't spin it to every single person in the world. But you know a person or two out there who could use this. Please be our ambassador. Each time I go in and I check the stats for the podcast, it just always warms my heart to recognize even the podcasts that are over 5 years old get downloaded on average about once a day. And so the resources are there. Pass them along. Have the healing multiply, because when we have those around us having transformation, it changes the world for all of us. For the Tapping Q&A podcast, this is Gene Montristelli. I hope you have a really great day. Make sure you go back and retap to this audio, and I'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
The Tapping Q&A podcast is copyright Gene Montristelli, Tapping Q&A 2014. All views expressed by the guests are that of the guests and not necessarily of Gene Montristelli, Tapping Q&A.